like sands through the hourglass. These are the bands of your life.
It's one of the dumbest yet greatest opens to any segment. Welcome to another edition of Bands of Your Life. It's brought to us by our new sponsor for this segment, Globe Life. Thank you, Globe Life. Globe Life, who's your beneficiary? And they have a site specially for P1s, globelifep1.com. Get details at globelifep1.com. And thanks to Globe Life for sponsoring Bands of Your Life. And ladies and gentlemen, our special super guest star this week, answering our musical questionnaire, from bad radio, from super bad radio, it is Dallas-Fort Worth radio legend, Dan McDowell.
What? This is non-disclosure. Hey. This is non-disclosure.
Good morning, Dan.
Hello?
Hello,
hey,
Dan.
Dan.
Hey, guys. Where were you last week?
We were on vacation.
Vacaciones.
Or as the kids call it, vacay.
It's called furlough.
Vacay.
No, it was regular vacay.
Do kids say staycay?
I think that's more of an adult thing.
Okay.
So how are you?
Kids say the darndest things. That's what I say.
Boy, they do.
Like what?
You should just hear them. Oh. Just talking about vacation, things like that.
All right.
Wearing socks in the corner.
What?
Now, we're in the bunker, the Muser's bunker. Are you joining us from your dungeon?
We call it the den.
The dragon's den?
The den of iniquity.
Did you like that Jerry Falwell Jr. story?
I did. I thought of you immediately when I heard it.
Oh, wonder why
that
is.
Why do you think of me?
I just remember the times we had together a long
time ago.
Sex stories,
that's why.
As he's just lazily looking from the corner. Glassy eyes.
Sweating.
Kind of reaching up and tweaking his chest every once in a while.
You add so many details to this thing.
The GoPro. Generic youth minister was really worked up about it.
Yeah, he's wearing a GoPro on his forehead.
Imagine that.
Oh, gosh.
Well, Dan, we're all very excited about having you on Bands of Your Life this week. I don't know what your musical interest level is. Like, I don't hear you talking about music a ton on the show over these some 20 plus years you've been at the ticket. So I don't know if like you're this huge closet music fan or if you're like a lot of us who grew up just big sports fans or media junkies. Maybe music was more in the background. How would you describe yourself?
I would say I'm a big music fan in that I listen to a lot of music,
but
I'm not a big go-to-concert fan. Mm-hmm. I went to see the first ever Bird Dogs concert.
That's right. Dan was there and had the really funny line that my wife still repeats.
Is it about a Papa's on?
No.
Oh.
GoPro?
But he said, wow, George sounds pretty good up there. Maybe he'll get lucky. Or he said... Yeah, George sounds really good up there. And my wife said, yeah, maybe he'll get lucky tonight. And Dan says, well, if he does, do you think he'll tell you?
Wait, your wife said a sexual comment to Dan?
Just joking around.
Huh. Kelly and I have a thing.
Oh, whatever.
That's very disturbing.
It's not disturbing. It's called joking around. That's disturbing to you.
Yeah.
The guy who operates 99% of his life either researching sex stories or telling them on the air, that
yeah,
disturbs
but
you.
You and Kelly are like my parents. You know, it's like you don't want to know from that.
It was an innocent comment. That was an innocent comment.
If your mom had made that comment, would that have been disturbing to you?
Yeah, and okay. I know she didn't.
So that's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. What other sexual comments did George's wife make to you,
that
Dan?
That was it.
Okay.
It was a funny line by Dan.
Yeah, that was the point of
that's,
the story.
That,
it was a funny line by Dan.
Yeah, that is what it's all about.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I like a lot of different kinds of music. I'm not a big go-to-show guy, but I've been to a few concerts. And but I like a wide variety. Like, I've really gotten into 50s music lately.
Hmm. 50s music. 50s music kind of beats me.
the Browns and the Three Bells. Great song.
Hmm.
But it's just kind of interesting to listen to it and see where music has come, because I think 20 years ago, or maybe 15, I remember Craig was on the air saying he thinks every song that could be created has already been created now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's a miracle to me that people are still writing new music.
But to see where it started in the 50s, all with pretty formulaic and, you know, 2.5-minute songs, and it's just interesting to me.
Well, I'm interested in your list, so let's get to it. And we start off with Band That You Hate.
Okay. And can I play my music from here? Is that how
Absolutely.
It goes, Jer?
Go right ahead.
I think Jer was quite happy to hear that I would be handling the music. I'll say this is a band I hate. This is the biggest beating. And these draconian rules that you've come up with, that I can't mention the same band twice for any category, is a bit difficult to deal with, but... Because this could be band that's overrated as well.
Okay.
So we'll go with... Like, those notes, if I heard that, I'm out. I'm punching out. Anything by Bob Seger.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Where are you going to make Norm mad?
That won't be the first time.
I'm sorry. That's it!
But just the... I don't know. It's like dirgy. It's just like... I don't know. I don't know, dude. I can't take any Bob Seger. I blame the movie Risky Business.
Now, see, I'm out when I hear that piano intro right there. I'm out on this one.
This piano intro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Against the Wind I always liked, but this one really beats me.
But Risky Business helped the planets align in such a way that Bob Seger could be elevated to the lofty perch that we find him at. Yeah. You know, Tom Cruise, underwear, love it. I tried it. Tried sliding into the room. I think we all did.
Let's go!
You want to get 60-year-old white people who smoke up on the dance floor play this song?
Gosh.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, how bad is this? Okay, let's stop focusing on terrible things. So, pause it there.
I like Turn the Page, though. Isn't that a great song?
Well, I don't know. That saxophone riff kind of sends me into hypnosis. Yeah, the.
Jeez, it's just not good for anything. Like, it's not good for lovemaking, right? It's not good for cleaning the garage. It's just, I don't know what it's for. Bob Seger should be eradicated. You don't want me to move on. Craig, you want to move me on?
No, if you prefer to go at your own speed, have at it.
Well, I'm just looking at the list here, and I'm tired of talking about Bob Seger.
Yeah, well, you can move along at your own pace. You're a professional broadcaster, so why don't you just move it along whenever you want?
We could just go together. You know, it's like two dudes dancing. Band I think is overrated is next. This could have been Band I Hate, too, because it's a similar feel, I think. It's dirgy. It's just... They're clearly very popular with people who cut the sleeves off their T-shirts.
Right.
But I don't know, man. It's every song is the same.
This is another one. White people over 60 who smoke would love to dance with this song. Like,
man, you're attacking white people today.
Would Ryan say the graying ponytail, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Also, like, every song of theirs, this is called Have You Ever Seen the Rain? You heard of this song?
Yeah.
Oh.
I feel like all their songs are about rain. You got this. You got Who Will Stop the Rain? It's always raining.
Yeah, there's something about his voice that has always beaten me down. I just don't like it.
Let's see. Let's pop fast forward a little bit. Oh, there you go. Yeah, beating. Just terrible.
Terrible.
Sorry we spent so much time on the bad
stuff. Boy, you are just ripping people. This is great.
Dude, they need to be ripped.
Yeah, some people need to be ripped.
I was taught that a long time ago.
By whom?
By the International Chirp Chirp.
Yeah.
He just went off one night and said,
"What
tomorrow
is that
I'm ripping
nickname?"
One that you gave me a long time ago.
Up next, band I think is underappreciated. And we'll go right here. I think most people, just nowadays for sure, they think of this, they hear the name and think it's a bit. But I think Meatloaf is great.
Yeah, interesting.
And this song in particular. But I think their name is Meatloaf, and then, you know, that doesn't make you think of... It sounds like a bit.
Yeah. It's a funny name.
You think of potatoes and everything with it, but Paradise by the Dashboard Light is so much. Musically, I don't know how to describe music things. You know, like the riff or the notes or the chords or whatever that Gordo and Danny will be talking to each other about. But the part where they're like singing over each other, I love that kind of bit, like they do in, I don't know, a variety of songs. I suppose Row Your Boat is what started it all. But the part where they use the baseball play-by-play to tell the story and moving the story along.
Yeah.
The story itself, that we've all been there, the story of a guy trying to have relations in a car, negotiating. He has to tell her he loves her in the end, and then he, you know, in order to get there, to home base, to home plate, that's the baseball play-by-play. It's a three-act play. It ends with comedy. It's awesome. Like, this is...
Just like every good sexual encounter.
Yeah, it ends with comedy. Yeah. You just jump forward. It's just got so many different parts. I don't know. And then you just listen to a lot of Meatloaf songs. They're great. They knew what they were doing.
I need to revisit Meatloaf. I've always considered him, you know, kind of a bit.
He's a Dallas guy, you know.
I know. Yeah. Yeah,
George, he went to North Texas.
He did go to North Texas for a while, yeah.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. Didn't he always falling off of stages and stuff, though?
I think recently he did.
Yeah. Sued somebody.
Meatloaf did?
Yeah. Yeah, he sailed off the back of the stage at like a Comic-Con or something.
George did that once.
A concert.
Yeah. At Awart.
Yeah, why did you do that, George? You really embarrassed the show.
I was waving at Mark Davis, and I lost my foot.
What?
Lost my placement on the stage.
Waving.
How do you lose your balance while waving?
I didn't lose my balance. I just stepped off the stage. I lost my spacing of where I was on the stage.
You stepped backwards, right?
Yeah.
You thought there was more stage behind you, and there wasn't.
I really could have been hurt there.
Yeah, how did you not get hurt?
I don't know.
Did you ride the curtain down? Because there was a curtain back there.
That was Davey that did that.
Sorry, Dan.
Yeah, oh, Dan, are you still with us?
That's all right. She's now stopped him with the baseball play-by-play, you know, is when he's trying to go home. Get it? Home plate? It's kind of a euphemism for
what?
All right, Meatloaf underappreciated.
That little area.
The place where you go pool boy.
That little patch. Should we do this one and then break? What do you want to do?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Formatics guy. I know the musers. So the band I love, again, draconian rules that I can't use some of these twice because I might do that with this. But I just got to thinking, what band do I always like to hear pop on? Unless it's something that was done in the 60s. Their work in the 60s was terrible, but they were figuring themselves out. They were that was the minor leagues. And then they came into their own in the 70s. And they were the band of the 70s, I think. It is the band I love is the Bee Gees.
I thought
really?
They would be on your list. Yeah.
I had no idea. Oh, yeah. I had no idea you loved the Bee Gees.
Just they... Anything from the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack is great.
Although this song really kind of...
Oh, man, I always loved this song.
Mm-hmm. I love How Deep Is Your Love.
She's more than a woman, Gordon. She might have a guy parts. She is a woman, but more than just a woman. Don't we all want a little more?
Staying Alive is a good song.
It is a great song. Who doesn't like to walk down the street to this? Yeah. In their white suit.
Boy, this one always makes you have to walk like him.
Yeah. Night Fever, How Deep Is Your Love, Tragedy, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart, Love So Right, Too Much Heaven.
Jive Talking.
Their voices are their instruments. Like, they don't, I don't think they play anything, but they're so awesome.
Yeah.
They even have a song that they wrote for someone else, and let's see, Barry sings backup on this, that he wrote it for Samantha Sang. Let me fast forward. You'll probably recognize it.
Man, I still love this song.
This became a hit song as well, just because of the power of Barry Gibb.
Creepy.
He is pretty creepy. You ever look at him? He's real hairy.
He's the only one still alive.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah, Maurice is gone. Andy, of course, is gone.
Let's give it a little nod to Andy here.
And who was the other one? Cooper?
Yep. Cooper was the third.
Yeah, he was the best one.
Great song.
Andy certainly died too young. Well, I don't know.
He was 30, I think.
He was 30?
Andy Gibb, yeah.
Wow.
He was young.
Drugs,
and
right?
That young.
Died of the cocaine, I believe.
Not COVID?
He dated Victoria Principal.
And either Maurice or... What's the other one? Come on.
Robin.
I can't remember the word. Robin or Maurice. One of them died of his colon got tied in a knot.
Yeah.
And then I'm not sure what the other one died of.
Hit this note.
I think a broken heart.
Let's see. Robin died of liver and kidney failure.
There you go.
Anyway, he's not a real BG, but you know. That's some powerful sperm there, huh?
What?
Boy, no kidding. Okay, we're off to a roaring start. Dan McDowell is our special super guest star, Bands of Your Life. Coming up next, Dan tells us the band that he can listen to over and over again. We're in the middle of Bands of Your Life this week, brought to us by our new sponsor, Globe Life. For details, go to globelifep1.com. And our super guest star this week from Bad Radio is Dan McDowell. Off to a great start with Dan. And Dan, we left off
Thank
with
you.
Band that you can listen to over and over again.
Yes, indeed. So far, I've been pretty 70s on you. Right? 70s and 80s, yeah. Bee Gees, Meatloaf, whatnot. So this is something I can listen to over and over again. And I don't know if I'm going to get much support here from the Musers. This is... Kanye.
Uh-oh.
Kanye West. For our show, I went through the Kanye West discography, or whatever you call it. And it was great just to hear him from the beginning. Let me fast forward a little bit to a cool part of this particular song, which is called Gone, which I love. But just to hear him grow from his early albums, which had a lot of comedy in them too, to some experimental stuff, using weird ways to make music, to the greatest album I've ever listened to is Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. And then, like I said, this is my favorite song. It's got violins. It tells a story. It's, I don't know. Kanye is awesome, and I could listen to it over and over. Listening to it in order is especially fun for
me. He's definitely got something, I just don't quite grasp it. Like, no. I reviewed an album, too, for TC and Jake once, and yeah,
It didn't grab you, huh?
No, it didn't really grab me. I think he's got something.
I think he's great, too. He's battled some issues upstairs, yeah. But... Mm-hmm.
But there's, I don't deny he has some brilliance to him musically, but it's just not necessarily my cup of tea.
And then this one is, you hear this at games a lot. This one. A little pump up song. Ride the bike to this, Junior.
Yeah, I pump you up. I'm living in that 21st
century, doing something mean to it. All right, I better pause it. I'm not sure where they...
Are you going to vote for him for president?
Yeah, sure. I don't know.
Okay.
Does it matter?
Okay.
Does anything matter?
You know,
no,
really,
matters.
Not anymore. No.
Like, what do I do that really affects anything? I mean, I was looking at the news, and it's just stuff that's happening. What right. am I going to do?
Wow,
about
it's generic.
Yeah. I'll move on to band that made me fall in love with music, probably because my parents, or actually my mom, divorced, broken home. So I would spend a lot of time alone just going through the record collection, I should say. But she certainly had tons of the Beatles.
Yes.
And I think they came before Kanye. I'm not sure. But it's also pretty fun to listen to their stuff from the beginning and then see how they grew.
Sure.
And this is obviously one of their later things, as is this or some of the... I mean, what can you really say?
Apparently nothing.
Well, it's like 20 of their songs would be the best song of everyone else.
Yeah.
They're that good. Even the early stuff it's kind of great. Like just this was the pop music of the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But these are real fun.
Didn't Jake call Paul McCartney some old F?
Probably.
He would have had he been an astronaut.
I'm confused. Wait, what what version is this?
It's just something's
off on it.
Is it?
We may just be getting right channel.
Am I feeding you something weird?
Listen. You see, that voice is not right.
Yeah, that's not quite right.
Is it a cover?
No.
Well, it may be. Are you getting it off of YouTube? Sometimes they have to alter things on YouTube in order to get them on
there. No, I'm on Spotify.
Huh.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. They're great.
Yeah, that Beatles. Was my fall in love with music, for sure.
Oh, was it?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, bro.
Spent a lot of hours listening to the Beatles.
Band that changed my life. If I can move on.
Yes, I'm very interested to hear this one.
Do you know what this is?
MGMT?
This is not one of their more commercially popular songs.
I know this.
But it's great.
Seabass knows.
I think this is mine, too.
Was this band that changed your life, Jer?
I think it was, yeah.
This gets the Carmen Ponce Award.
Are you beaten?
Hell yeah.
No, I love this.
Too long of a run-up. Get to the chorus.
Have some patience. Let something
yeah, wait 3 or 4 minutes. We'll get to the chorus in 3 minutes. This is Pink Floyd. This one is Animals. Or I guess this is called Pigs. But starting with probably Another Brick in the Wall is what I first heard. And the age I was, it was probably because they were yelling at teachers to leave those kids alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember it was number cheap. One on like the local G98 request line for 100 straight weeks. When I'd go to bed, I'd listen to the top requests of the day. The movie The Wall, I thought was great. Now, I also perhaps added pot to my life around the time I started listening to this. I saw Roger Waters in concert here, and I thought it was
great. I heard that was great.
This is kind of a clip, I think, from my phone that I saved, because it's something from the movie that's not on the album. What else do I have here?
You know, the guy who introduced me to Pink Floyd in college was a big pothead.
Of course.
But I love them. I think this is a great choice. They're phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
And
did Uncle Gary like Pink Floyd?
I don't think so.
No.
Uncle Gary was kind of an old guy. Never really talked music with him. my least favorite song is like their commercial success, Money, as far as on Dark Side of the Moon. But their albums, Wish You Were Here, Animals, Metal, could listen to the whole things over and over and over. In fact, you should not listen to them on shuffle because their albums all kind of go in a little story as well. And then this is something that I would just listen to a lot. It's right at the end of Dark Side of the Moon, and it's real deep. Actually, I don't know if it's deep or if you're just stoned and you're like, yeah.
Yeah, you're just stoned.
All I touch, man, that's true.
So true.
Have you ever done the Wizard of Oz thing to this album?
No, but I really want to.
It works.
For real?
I've heard it works. Yeah, yeah. I've heard it works.
For like 45 minutes, as long as the album is, but it's pretty neat.
Like you start it right when the credits start at the beginning of
Right
Wizard
when the
of
lion
Oz.
Roars.
The third roar of the lion, then hit go.
Oh, gosh.
Let's do it this weekend, Dan.
Yeah, let's do it.
Come hang out. We'll watch it.
The Jub House?
Sure. Party.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. So deep, bro. Listen, he's going to say something real deep here in a second. I'm so bad.
Give it a second.
There is no dark side in the moon, really. Matter of fact, it's all dark.
Yeah, it is, bro.
It's got a heartbeat, man. The heartbeat. It's the heartbeat of all
play
of
that,
us.
Play that part again, man.
Bro, play the whole album again.
Gosh.
It must have been just the time of my life, but I call that the band that changed my life because I listened to a ton of it. Band that surprised me, I would say this surprised me because, whoa.
Oh, geez.
How loud is that? It only surprised me because I went to a concert with Mike Reiner. I didn't know anything about James Taylor. I just went because Mike Reiner asked me.
Huh.
We had had dinner at Spencer McKenzie's. Then we drove north. Remember California, guys?
Oh, yeah. I remember California.
Oh, so you saw him at the Santa Barbara Bowl.
Yeah.
God, that's great.
And awesome. I was just surprised I knew so many songs. And
yeah,
I was also
surprised.
You're
not a fan.
It was very chilly. And I bought an $80 sweat jacket that I still have in my closet today.
James Taylor jacket or a Santa Barbara Bowl jacket?
No, James Taylor. So it's real gaudy, and it says James Taylor big on the back.
That's
so I've
funny.
Never worn it again.
You need to wear that more.
But I was, like I say, I was surprised that just I didn't know he did so many songs that I recognized.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured you, being a dude of the 70s, that you would have been into his music before then.
So as far as guilty pleasure, it's kind of a category because I find myself, like, I really like this song. Does anyone know what this is? Heart beat to the beat of a drum.
Heard it.
Katy Perry?
It's Kesha.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't she have a dollar sign in her name?
Yep, or did.
Does she?
How do you pronounce that?
I like this.
Okay.
I like this. Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass. No trouble, I'm all about that bass. And I like this. These, I've discovered these are all like teenage girls that sing to, or they sing to teenage girls. This is Hannah Montana. I must, obviously I've been exposed to these things from my daughters because I'm a hashtag girl dad.
Yeah.
And I like them. Like I will listen to them behind their backs. And then if they walk in, I'm like, oh no, I was just, And I'd like to give a honorable mention to anything on the Urban Cowboy soundtrack. If you skip the Bob Seger song, that's also my guilty pleasure. I for some reason love that soundtrack and love that movie.
There's some good tunes on that that soundtrack. I like that one.
Band I should have seen by now, I'll say, is... I really like Todd Rundgren. And I just feel like I probably have had the opportunity to see Todd Rundgren. But never have.
He was mine. I wish I should have seen him by now. I've never seen him, and I'm a huge Todd fan.
That surprises me because he comes through town semi-regularly.
I know. Well, there for a while he wasn't touring. But yeah, in the last 10 years he has, and I've always had something.
Yeah. I don't know.
I promise, though, when we're back in touring again, I'm gonna go see him.
And finally, the great band to see live. I will give a caveat on this one. You have
to pronounce that in a haughty way.
Really?
Yeah. Call the alt.
If you're going to see this band, you should probably take acid. If you're going to take acid, you want to take acid around other people who are taking acid. And at a Grateful Dead concert, everybody's taking acid. They've only got two songs worth of crap. One is this. One is this. They're kind of good if you're not on acid. Like, they're okay. Everything else is probably garbage. But if you're on acid, it sounds great. Which, so does looking at, you know, the grass or something. But I went to a Grateful Dead concert. It was one of the best times I've ever had. I sucked on a big giant balloon in and out, which we paid like $10 for. And I left my keys back in the old days, boys. You had car keys that you put in the door and then turned it to open the door.
Crazy.
And I had a car that was a bit jacked up. You had to put the car key in the door to lock it, and then you'd walk away. Well, I left my keys hanging in the door for 4 hours, and they were still there when I got back. So that means
see there, man.
Good people.
You can
the
trust
deadheads.
People.
Yeah. Right.
Very peaceful gathering there.
I thought you were going to say Bill Walton brought your keys to you.
I think you left these in the door.
So that is a wrap on Bands of My Life.
What a list.
That is a great job.
Dan McDowell! Big Mac! Big Mac!
That was a lot of fun, Dan. Thank you for doing it. Anything you'd like to promote for Bad Radio today?
We've got nothing today. Listen to something else.
Okay. Fair enough.
Worst promo ever.
Thank you, Dan.
Love you.
Love you, too.